Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
Happy Super Bowl Sunday, Los Angeles. This is Monique Leray, and this is The Startup with Monique Leray. I always get that wrong, but you're here, so it feels so right. We have a full show today, you guys. Thank you for tuning in. I know it's Super Bowl Sunday. It's hard to get guys here on Super Bowl Sunday. It's a girl power. Go ahead and tell your, we got two guests in-house, and we got four call-ins, so go ahead and introduce yourselves to the listeners and the viewers.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me. My name is Julie Harris, and North County, original, born and raised out of San Diego.
Yeah.
I'm rooting for the Niners today for my husband.
Good.
So I'm stoked on that.
What's the name of your brand, Julie?
I'm with an amazing health, wellness, and beauty company called Arbonne. And we've been around for 40 years, and we specialize in complete wellness from the inside out.
Arbonne, everybody. Mm-hmm. Here we go. She brought some stuff. Go ahead and tell us your name.
My name is Amori Nicole, representing from Amori Nicole Hair and Cosmetics.
Yes.
Mink Eyelashes from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Kakalakalaka.
Yes.
Nice.
So just coming out here just to enjoy my time with you ladies. And yes, the Super Bowl.
I mean, we are here working, fellas. We're working to pay for your wings on Super Bowl. No, we're not. So ladies, thank you for being here. You guys, what an amazing day to talk about brands and get the week started on a Sunday. We've got Oster Gifting Week, Gifting Suite this Friday, and then I go to New York for the Fashion Week. Art Hearts is doing a fashion show, and we're going to be putting brands on the chairs, the front row, and it's going to be a great time. And let's just jump right into it. Julie, tell us about Arbonne. I've heard of it. I've seen it. I've tried it. The fizz is amazing. Tell us how you got into it and your story with your husband. Share that story because that's very compelling.
Yes. So I actually discovered Arbonne back in 2016. My husband had been battling a really rare form of brain cancer at the time. So it was a pretty challenging year for us. And we were already taking steps towards a more holistic, healthy lifestyle. And Arbonne aligned with everything that we were already doing. And I just fell in love with the company values. I fell in love with their mission of holistic, healthy living.
Yeah.
And decided to run my own digital franchise with them and help people get healthy from the inside out and just share my love for people, really.
I love that. So you tapped into their network. Mm-hmm. When you say digital franchise, this is already a established company, mm-hmm, that has independent contractors to attach themselves and create their own business within the infrastructure. Is,
yes,
that right?
Yeah. So I can create my own brand in a sense of who I am as an individual. And I love that I get to partner up with Arbonne and like run with what they're already doing. It's already been established. Like I said, we're a 40-year-old company.
Wow.
And so it just aligned with my core values and did wonders for our health together through our journey. And I was just, mm-hmm, like, dude, I got to tell people about this. And if I can make some money and build a business, like, why not do what you love, right?
Yeah.
That's what it's about.
And you look great. I mean, you guys have to see, and I think maybe you'll post it today on your Instagram and tag us and tag the show,
yeah,
so that the viewers and listeners can see the difference. But you and your husband, and the transformation was amazing. And that's kind of why I was attracted to you guys. like, come into my network, because back in another life, I used to be a personal trainer. Mm. I mean, before all this. But anywho, I need to just get my butt to Soul Cycle or Grit Cycle or whatever. But in addition, you guys transformed your lives about 15, 20 pounds plus.
Actually, my husband dropped 60 pounds of toxic weight from all the chemotherapy treatments and the stem cell transplant that he had.
Wow.
So it was an extreme mental and physical challenge for him to get through that. I mean, I'm happy to say he's cancer-free now, watching the 49ers at home. So, with Arbonne, we were able to just help reduce the toxic overload. Like I said, we were already implementing a lot of holistic, healthy habits in our life at that time. And then Arbonne just came at the perfect time to align with what we were already doing.
Yeah.
And we just incorporated it alongside of it. And it just helped us really with like a toolkit almost.
Yeah.
Of healthy living and what it meant to live a healthier lifestyle together.
Well, that sounds great. So if you guys are looking for something partnered or with your friend, it sounds like Arbonne would be a great way to like team up with somebody.
Oh, yeah. Accountability is huge, especially if you're looking to make any major healthy habit changes or just to like feel better and look better. Like, because we're vegan certified, gluten-free, soy-free, dairy-free, non-GMO. We're cruelty-free and over 300 products you can choose from for the whole family. So we really focus on healthy living inside and out.
I love it. Amore, you're here to make us look good, right?
Yes.
Tell us about your brand.
So Amore Nicole, it all started due to the loss of my daughter, Journey Sade. I was 8 months pregnant, and I lost her due to a stillbirth. And I was like, oh my goodness, what am I going to do?
That's hard, right? That's devastating.
Yeah. So from there, I was like, okay, my husband, he's working full time. Really didn't have anybody to talk to reach out to. So I was like, I got to keep myself busy.
Yeah.
And if anything, I love hair. I love makeup, anything.
So
beauty.
Do I. I always have a different wig on, you guys.
Yeah, same. So I was like, you know what? Let me just find something to keep me busy. Yeah. Started an Instagram page. And I was like, okay, I could do this. And I started promoting my own hairline. And I named all of my mink eyelashes after my three daughters.
Oh, my gosh. So yeah. Hold up. This is the flyer Facebook that she's got here. Her lashes. What are those two lashes down there called?
So at the bottom, I have the Journey lashes. And they're the fuller lashes because she made such a big impact on all of us.
Oh, wow.
Journey Sade. Mm-hmm. So.
I love that name.
Thank you. And then I have the Caroline lashes. This is actually my rainbow baby. So yeah, she's at home with dad, and she's 6 months old, and I have the Amaya lashes.
I love that name. My niece's name is Amaya. That's a great name.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Okay, great. So this, both of you kind of started your brands out of something that wasn't so comfortable, was really painful, actually, and you've turned it around, which is it's incredible. But we always say that, like, on this show, a lot of good ideas come from a need or you need to answer a question or you're trying to fix something and or make a change. So what do you want people to know about your brands and how to get started? Are there any keys to your success starting up if someone wants to do something and they're feeling a little, you know, trepidatious or a little scared?
Want to go?
I say just go for it. A lot of people overthink things and they're like, oh, I don't have the money. What about the resource? And someone once told me the hardest thing in life is to start. So just start with whatever you have, whatever idea you have in place, just put it on paper and put it into action. That's the biggest thing.
Just start. I like
that. I agree 100%. And I love what you're doing. That's amazing. Your story, made me cry. That's incredible. So congrats. That's awesome. Same thing. Like, just start. Just do it. If something's on your heart, and especially if it's been a change that's impacted you and you have a vision to share with the world, then do it. Because for me, I'm a little bit different than you. I aligned with a company that was already established, so I didn't start from the ground up necessarily. So I had a ton of training available to me, which was amazing. So
that's
my
wonderful.
Industry, we provide all that. But anything you want to do in life, just do it.
Yes.
We're put here for a purpose. And
Amen.
Sometimes the bad things transform us into the people we were meant to be.
Yeah,
I love that, ladies. All right. So tell everybody what you're looking forward to this year, 2020. We're in the second month. I cannot believe it already. We're close to Valentine's Day.
Yes.
So do you have anything cranking for Valentine's Day or spring? And what do you guys have going on with your brands?
Oh, my gosh, Valentine's Day. I almost forgot.
I know.
I don't even think about it.
You have a Valentine.
I know, right? Oh, my goodness. No, you know, this year is going to be amazing. Our word is flourish this year. We just want to help people live their best lives. So, you know, as far as any specials, I do tons of things all the time. You can just go to my Instagram, and I'm always posting what's going on every week and stuff. So,
yeah, you're pretty active on there.
Yeah,
because I'm always on there, and Julie's on there. I'm like, oh, we both don't sleep.
I know.
What about you? What do you have planned and plotting for 2020?
Well, for 2020, we're going big.
Oh, I like that.
So we have upcoming items on the line for the wigs and the eyelashes. And my biggest thing is I need to incorporate my son.
Okay.
Because I have my three daughters. So I'm like, I need to do something for Jaden. So we're going to put something additional for him. But for Valentine's Day, we have a sale. If you use the code WIG10, you can save $10 on the wigs at AmoriNicole.com.
I love that. Amori.com, WIG10. And we'll do all your plugs in just a moment.
Yeah.
If someone is not sure how to enter the wig world or extension world or lash world and they think it's just for whatever, can you tell people how they can kind of approach it? I mean, we have all types. Give them the basics of what wigs are, like what kind of wigs.
Wigs is just another accessory to let you be you. So you could do custom color. We have colored items on there, water wave, straight. I have the 24-inch straight now.
Yes, that's the lace front.
Yes. The lace front.
Which you can kind of, Julie, have you ever worn a wig?
No, I'm such a novice at all this.
It's
I'm
so
very
fun.
Interested. I'm like, well, I don't know what's
maybe,
I love it.
Maybe you'll wear one on Valentine's Day.
There you go.
And be something naughty. I don't know. Well, you know, because they have clips in them. So you can put your hair in a, like a, put a little scarf on it or a little, a cap, and then put your hair, you know, or you can braid your hair and sew some pieces in.
Teaching me some tricks.
I'm going to be wearing yours at New York Fashion Week. She got me such a cute little, it's like a little cat. It's like a all black with like streaks in the front. Mm. A little, no, not a cat, a skunk.
Yeah.
I don't know. One of those.
A sexy skunk.
Just a little touch of blonde.
A touch of blonde. Yes, it's brownish blonde, but it'll be good. All right, ladies. So tell us, what's your favorite item or two, you know, in your product line and why?
Oh, my gosh. Energy Physsticks, by far.
They're
like
tasty.
My favorite thing. The number one selling product that Arbon manufactures. And there's a reason for it, because they provide just clean energy for the body. They actually help stabilize your mood and make you feel happy.
Is that what this is?
That's
in here?
What this is.
All right,
yes.
You guys.
They're
this
so
is,
good.
This is the orange flavor.
Fueled by Fizz. Yeah.
Oh,
I actually have that's our new rosé champagne.
Well, hello. You know I'm a wino.
For our 40th birthday. So, it's been amazing. And we're actually going to be launching a bunch of new products in April, too.
Great.
At our global training conference. So if you follow me on Instagram, you'll be able to see all of that fun stuff.
Where's the conference?
It's in Vegas at the MGM Grand Arena.
You're not going to sleep.
Oh, no.
We have a good old time.
We don't sleep, but it's super fun. It's like a big party. I love it.
What about you? What's your favorite couple items in your line?
My favorite item is the 12-inch water wave wig. And the reason is because you can flat iron it.
Okay.
And then you can have like a cute bob look going on.
Yes.
So, and then if you're like, all right, I'm finished with this look, then all you have to do is go in the shower, put some water on there, and it's wavy and watery.
Julie,
all
I'm telling you,
got
to get
That's
into
so
this.
Cool. Yeah.
You don't have to be you don't have to be bald to wear wigs. I have
Not
plenty of hair, but I just it's and also when you're busy, just throw that bad boy
yeah.
on.
Yeah, I love it.
Instead of having to curl my hair.
Yeah, all. I promote natural hair. I mean, I've got you know people that want me to wear my natural hair, but whatever. I'll do that in due time. When I'm ready. All right. So give everybody your handles, all your social media, your phone numbers, your emails, where we can find you.
Yeah, you can find me on Instagram, and it's at smileandinspire_daily, because that's actually our nonprofit. My husband and I are looking to start soon, and we're looking to write a book as well as our journey. So find me on that. You can email me at juliemharris02@yahoo.com. But everything's on Instagram. Just go to Instagram.
Just type it in. That's good. Yeah. We're going to get back to that because that sounds like a good thing you're doing. What about you? How can we find you?
We're on Instagram, AmoreNicoleXO. Nicole has the H in there.
Nice.
And also on Facebook, AmoreNicole. And you can always email us, AmoreNicole@gmail.com. NICHOLE.
I love it. You guys are doing a few events and things coming. I know you're doing something with me coming up.
Yes.
So are you excited about that?
Extremely excited.
It's going to be so good.
Oscar season.
Oscar season in LA. Yeah, it's a good time. I think I want to plug this for you guys. We've got a Valentine Rewind. So go on Eventbrite, grab your tickets. It's going to be in Santa Monica in the heart of Silicon Beach. Lynn Curtin, Real Housewives of Orange County star, will be there signing autographs, talking to you about her platform, Lynn Curtin Designs, and she's got amazing jewelry. I had a necklace on of hers. Where did I put it? All right, but I will wear it that night. But she will be there, and it'll be great. So if you guys want to get a ticket and you don't have a Valentine, and you're like, you know what? I'm not going to feel sorry for myself. I'm going to get up the next day on the 15th, Saturday, and mix with some entrepreneurs. You know what? If you don't have a Valentine, but you have an idea or a vision or a brand, and you want to mix with like-minded people, we will be there at the Valentine Rewind. It'll be fine. We'll have a little red carpet and a little step and repeat. Are you ladies coming?
I'm trying to make it there, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm working
on it. I know, because you live way in San Diego, so I'm always like, come out here, Julie.
I'm like, I'm trying.
Are you coming to the event?
I'll be there.
I love it. All right.
All right, well, now she's going.
I mean, you guys need to fix the carpool or something. I don't know. I don't know. But that'll be good. So, yeah, you guys get on that. And then I think we've got a couple call-ins. Talk to us about time management, because you ladies both have families and other priorities besides business. How do you manage your day? What time do you get up and what's your routine to get things, the maximum things done in your day?
I'm up by 7 every day, and then I actually do my miracle morning, which is a big part of my faith and what I do for me as an individual. So I always set aside at least a half an hour every morning to do that and meditate and pray and write my journal and all that good stuff.
Get yourself
centered. You got to get ready to take on the day, right? Get in that positive mode. And then literally it's just I work off my phone. Mm-hmm. I don't really like the full-on day planners because I just forget about them. So my phone is like my thing.
You get the reminders and everything?
Yes, I set everything up on my phone because if I don't have like an alarm for it, I won't remember.
Oh, I'm the same way. I got an alarm for my alarm.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like 5 minutes and then another 5 minutes.
It's
like,
ridiculous.
Oh, yeah, because I'm kind of all over the place and my husband's all over the place and we are dogs. I don't have any kids, but...
How many dogs do you have, Julie?
We have two. My fur babies. A golden retriever and an Australian Kelpie cattle dog mix. And they're both 10. And they're my kids. I love them.
That's good. Are you going to have kids?
No.
Okay.
Because I was love saying, kids, but...
Yeah, but it's not for you. I was going to say, how are you going to do that now? I need to get... But
oh, I don't
I'll ask you
I don't
then.
Know how you do it.
Sheesh. How do you do it, Amore?
It is a lot. Especially being a mother of four, including the one that I lost. So...
Yeah.
With the rainbow BB back at home. So, you know, she's 6 months old. So, a lot of feeds, diaper change, and... Sibling time, but
just make dad do all the diaper changes.
That's what we're doing. All right. Well, shout out to dad.
Shout out to dads, all the dads,
right?
The real ones that take care of
yeah.
help. Yeah. Well, that's good. So, but how does your day start? Because you've got kids, and then how do you manage like being a mom, being a wife, mm-hmm. being for you, and then for the business? That's like four things you're doing.
Yes.
Or more.
Yes. It's extremely a lot. But same thing, I use my phone, put everything in the calendar. I'm trying to teach my husband. I'm like, you got to use the Google Calendar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Without it, it's going to be a rough day.
Yeah.
So we wake up approximately 5 a.m., prepare for the kids to go to school. And then I take a look at the Instagram account, respond to any messages, and just take a look at everything else that needs to be done. And then the kids come home, and then that's when we have dinner and try to do an outing or movie night. And dad, he does a good job of, you know, helping me out with keeping things rolling so Amore and Nicole can be successful. So.
Yeah.
I love that.
Time management. It can be tricky. You got to learn how like what works best for you, too. I've talked to a lot of other entrepreneurs that are all about writing everything down, handwritten. And I'm like, I can't do it. For me, it doesn't work. I need to put it in my phone.
The biggest thing is if you leave your notebook at home or whatever, then you're like, I don't know what's going on.
Me either. I was like, I don't want to carry a big thing around. I'm like, phone is easy, simple, in my purse all the time. Let's do it.
Yes.
I love that. I love what you're saying because I think it's for me, it's a combination of both, like mm-hmm. phone and paper. But if I don't have it out in front of me, it's in
the
hairball. It's a big hairball. Yeah, and I also have dry erase boards, like mad dry erase boards everywhere. Like, okay, this is the whole thing. This is immediately what you're doing, and cross referencing and constantly checking. And I also text myself a lot of times.
Okay, I do that too.
You text yourself to remind yourself, right?
Is that weird that I text?
No, it's wonderful. I think it's wonderful. I mean, hey, you guys, we're gonna take a few minutes here to give a shout out to some sponsors, and then I'll do it again at the end, just so you guys can. Really get a grip of who they are and what they've been doing here. But Regan Med Spa in Orange County is amazing. They're launching some amazing new skin treatments. I really messed that up. Skin treatments and sexual health. So there's going to be some fun stuff. So they're on the top of the line with the skin treatments, and they're going to be state-of-the-art with the sexual health treatments. So whether it's post-baby or pre-baby, and they're incorporating natural things as well as cosmetic. Mm-hmm. Yes, and they're in Costa Mesa. And Maria is the owner. So if you want to get a hold of Maria, text her at 949-677-7960. And check them out. Google Regan Med Spa. It's R-E-G-E-N Med Spa. And they're launching here in just a few weeks. So it's going to be so great.
Cool.
You ladies ever make it out to Orange County?
Yes.
Those ladies, well, you live because you're close to there. Mm-hmm. Those ladies stay on top of their skin. I mean, I live in Laguna now and it's amazing. I mean, everybody does, but yeah, they highlight that.
Yeah, right? You notice more and you're like,
Like they're talking about all the latest.
Glow.
Yeah. I'm like, I got to go get a rapper and he talks or something. I don't know.
Don't worry, I got you, girl.
You've got the inside covered.
Yeah, and the outside.
And the outside covered. Mm-hmm. Okay, Lynn, I might have to cheat on you a little bit. No, we can do both.
Exactly.
Michael Solberg Family Wines. Leah Solberg, she's amazing. Second generation winemaker. Her father launched the brand after he passed away. She took the torch and she the baton and is now carrying the torch. But it's hybrid wines that she's making, not quite blends. So the Pinot has 5% of the Merlot. The Merlot has 5% of the Pinot. And the taste is amazing. You don't need anything with the wine. It pairs well with the glass. So she'll be at the Oscar Gifting Suites. She's also going to be in New York Fashion Week for Art Hearts. So Michael Solberg Family Wines, check her out at michaelsolbergfamilywines.com. All right. Cool. And you can find them on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. She's on TikTok now, which I don't know how the lady makes time, but she's awesome. She's a friend of the show. And I want to also give you guys my plugs. I know some of you have been following, and I really appreciate it. Please like and share. We are on Instagram at Monique Lorae Stinson, and that's Monique Lorae, LoreStinson. That's my government, but it's the Startup with Monique Lorae because that's just easier to say. Twitter, it's also Monique Lorae Stinson. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn. And, hey, a special shout-out to the Puyallup Indian Tribe in Tacoma, Fife, Washington. Last week when we did our film, a fundraiser for Justice for Jackie. Thank you so much for everyone that supported and donated. We're still raising money. We still are working towards our goal, but we want to say thank you for all your tax deductible contributions because they're charity. That's 501c3 awesome. Deductible. And we're going to tell the story. I mean, it needs to be told. We need to be safer. We need our law enforcement to be safer and get better training because we want them to go home to their loved ones. So we'll be telling that story. But check out Justice, the number for Jackie on YouTube. We got a little sizzle reel there. Cool. Have you guys seen it?
I haven't seen the YouTube.
Yeah. I checked it out.
You checked it out? Yeah. It was good, right? It's a little sad.
Yeah.
They did a good job, though. We've got a call. Let's get this call, shall we? All right. Let's see who's calling. Hi, you're on the air with Monique on The Startup. Who's this?
This is Mandy Smithley with Party Like Candles.
Woo-woo! Hi, Mandy. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Thank you so much. We're here with Julie and Amore. Say hi, ladies.
Hi.
Hey. Hi, ladies.
Mandy, hello. Thank you so much for making time. I know it's Super Bowl Sunday, and you've got some really cool items that's going to be in the gift bag. Tell everybody what we can expect from you.
I'm super excited to be a part of it this year, so thank you so much for having Mandy's Candles and Party Light Candles.
Sure.
And what you're going to find with our Be Balanced candles that I put in the little bag for you guys is the best candles on the market. They are 100% soy candles. They are non-toxic, completely pure. And at Party Light, we're all about how pure and safe our candles are.
Well, I'm glad you bring that up, Mandy, because I burn candles all day, all night in my office to keep me, you know, calm. And I had a thought. I woke up one day, I'm like, I wonder if this is bad for me to be breathing. And now that you bring it up non-toxic, I didn't realize that they were toxic.
Yeah. So with Party Light candles, it's super safe for your family and for your pets and, you know, your kids, yourself, whatever, because what we put in it really matters. And like I said, it's all pure ingredients. It's non-toxic, 100% cotton wicks. And we make small batches in the USA of the wax with essential oils. So you're getting fine fragrance and essential oils that, you know, are good for you and for your home.
I love that. So how did you get started, Mandy? Tell everybody what inspired you to do this and why you're so passionate about candles.
I got started kind of on accident. My best friend, Holly Gratner, loved her to death. She still sells Party Light candles today. She asked me to have a Party Light social, which is just when you get your friends together and we get to give you free stuff for, you know, your friends getting together and having a good time. And at the party, we had such a great time. And I found out I really loved to share, you know, what people could put in their homes to make their homes an amazing sanctuary. And I found it was just super easy and natural to share what I loved about Party Light. And at the time, I was a newlywed with my husband, Dave, and we were trying to figure out how to have a family but get me home with kiddos. And Party Light was the answer to that. So I'm proud to say when my son turns 11 next month that I will be celebrating 11 years as a full-time stay-at-home mom and full-time entrepreneur and boss babe. So
I love that, boss babe. So now with your candle company, is it just candles, Party Light? Does Party Light do any other party pieces?
Oh, yeah, we do beautiful home decor. I love a lot of our glass pieces because they're exclusive to Party Light. So at Party Light Candles, they create the designs that you get. So you can't find our designs on any shelves in any stores. Oh. And then they use artisans around the world who work the best with those materials. So if it's a glass piece, it's going to be from Poland or, you know, things like that. So I just love that we have every style for every home and for every person. And then you can pair it with our beautiful candles and flameless fragrances as well.
So if someone wants to do a custom candle for Valentine's Day, I love you from Monique or from Amora and Julie, what, how can they reach you and how can we order the candles?
So we don't do custom per se per person, although I have ideas and tips of how we can customize your purchase.
Okay.
But they can reach me at my website, which I know you have the information, but do you want me to give you the information now?
Yeah, tell everybody that's listening. Yes.
Okay, so it's www.partylight, that's party and then L-I-T-E .biz/ Freedom on Fire. And Freedom on Fire is actually my team name. That's how I felt when I became a unit leader way back 14 years ago with Party Light, because it gave me the freedom to make my own choices in my life, stay home with my kids, but still be a boss. And then also just the on fire was like, I was so passionate to share what I love about Party Light with others. You can also find me on Instagram and Facebook with hashtag Mandy's Candles. So, yeah, I hope to meet some new people.
Mandy, thank you so much. And before you go, Mandy has a very compelling story. Can you give it to us in like 2 or 3 minutes? And I know it's really short. Share the backstory of how you got into this exactly.
Yeah, so I was doing Party Light for, gosh, a couple, well, probably like 3-4 years. And I know what Monique's asking. Our son, Elijah, was 20 years old, and he passed away in a car accident. Ugh, and it rocked our world.
No kidding.
It tore us apart. But I really had big goals to become, you know, an SRVP, which is a senior regional vice president in the Party Light industry. And I said to my husband, we could put our goals aside and just crawl under a rock and die and, you know, just feel this grief the way that we want. Or we can just do what Elijah would want us to do and give our kids, his brother and sister, our kiddos now are almost 11 and 8, give them the life that they really deserve and that Elijah would want and just go for our dreams. And it just made me remember that life is really short. And we don't have all the time that we think, so we should really live life to the fullest. I helped as many people as I could to move up, and I'm super excited to say I'm still a senior regional vice president today with Party Light. And
love it.
I get to help so many people in the Southern California area and all around North America. So I'm really proud of that. It's been a great journey so far.
Wow, you're really strong, because I think I would have crawled under a rock. I really don't know what I would have done.
Age 20.
See, guys, you never know what's behind an entrepreneur's story. I mean, and what drives them and what keeps them going. And I mad love and respect to you, Mandy, and we're excited to have you involved in the gifting bag this week. And I'll see you tomorrow, sister.
Yes, I will see you with my beautiful candles. Thank you so much for having me.
Bye,
it's
Mandy.
A pleasure.
Bye, Mandy. You guys find Mandy.
Bye, guys.
Find Mandy on social media. Order those candles and support somebody who's really trying to do something positive.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And that, but when you hear the stories, it's just, it blows you away. Like how you ladies even got to where you're doing, what you're doing. You know?
Well, she's right. We're not promised tomorrow.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do today to make an impact, you know?
I mean, if nothing tells you that like, more than like with Kobe's situation as well. Where were you guys when you heard about that?
I was at church.
Oh, that's a good place to be. Because what time did it happen? I was in Washington.
Like, I think it was 9-something in the morning.
Yeah, but we didn't hear about it until, like, 12:30.
Yeah, exactly. I was walking out of church.
Yeah.
And I was like, people were talking, oh, it's all over the internet. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
And so I looked at my phone. I was like, oh. I'm like, no. What? Like, right. That didn't happen.
It was ridiculous, right? It felt ridiculous.
I was like, that's fake.
Where were you, Amore?
I was at home, and my brother-in-law, he was over, and he ran into the room. He was like, Kobe died. And he found out the information right on the spot. And when I was looking it up, I said, no, it's fake news.
Mm-hmm. How did he get the scoop, though, that early?
I guess he was scrolling through Facebook or Instagram, and I started laughing. I was like, no, that's fake book news. And,
Facebook. That's funny.
So, and then from there, I was like, no, KTLA, CBS. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wow.
It still feels weird. Yeah, I was in Washington getting ready for the Justice for Jackie fundraiser, and I just landed, and we're going to get back into that a little. We'll round it out, but we've got another call, so let's get into this. You're on with Monique Leray and the Startup. Who's this?
This is Marcella with Oco Mother Candles.
I love it. It's a big candle day, you guys, for me. Obviously, I love candles. How are you? Good to hear from you. How's it going? Happy Super Bowl Sunday.
Oh, I know. Well, thank you for having me on. I'm excited for the halftime show, to be honest.
I know, right? Is J-Lo going to do her thing? Is it J-Lo?
I think it's J-Lo.
There's rumors that Ricky Martin might even pop in there. So
that would be hot.
Exciting.
He's super Miami. How can you not have him? You know what I mean?
Well, that is so true.
Well, it's good to hear from you. Tell us about and how we pronounce it correctly, because I always butcher the name.
Okay. Well, it's O, like, oh my goodness. Oh my God. O-O-H, comadre. Comadre is a Latino term, which actually means godmother, but we take it to kind of like your best friend. Mm-hmm. So Ocomare. That's what it means.
Ocomare. Okay. Exotic. I like it. So how did you come up with this brand? And tell us how you started it, please.
Well, I'm actually a nurse and a candle lover. And as a nurse, healthcare is very serious work, and I needed an outlet. Mm-hmm. I needed therapy. So I decided to learn how to make candles, and learning how to make them, I decided, well, you know, let me make candles that represent me and have fun with them. Never in my wildest dreams did I ever believe I would take some time off from nursing and pursue candle making.
But that makes sense, though. You have to have a balance. I know a production manager that she paints to balance out the craziness.
Nurses are amazing.
They are.
I love nurses. Thank you. Thank you for doing all of that, everything.
Yeah. Okay. So tell
thank you. They became very therapeutic, but then I found myself trying to keep up with production. And I had to decide, oh my goodness, what do I do? Do I continue nursing? I just couldn't do both. I was making candles and scrubs. It was just crazy.
But Marcella, I love that you say that, because not to cut you off, but it's really great when you do something that you're passionate about and it takes off. You weren't really trying to do it just for the money. The money came because you loved it, right?
Mm. Yes. And believe me, money is not what kept the engine going. It's this I needed to express myself, and it turned out to be that these candles have memories, have of comfort, and it's just amazing. I never in my wildest dreams would think I'd be making candles. I'm still paying for my for my student loan.
Oh, wow. My gosh. Well, you know, your candles are they're eye-catching. It reminds me of like a flapper, like a 1950s housewife. Like, oh, it's like blue and white. I mean, how would you describe your logo?
My logo is, I want women to see it and think of bonding and, you know, that woman time that's like, I call it comadre time, but how can I explain that? I don't know, like girls having fun, you know, bonding. That's what I want you to see when you see my logo. I want these candles to evoke emotion in you, too. That's very important to me.
I'm showing the Facebook viewers your logo right now. Ocomare candles. Mm-hmm. It's really cute, right? Like a 1950s, like Mad Men. Vintage. Vintage. Okay, we've got it. So what are your best sellers? And you're going to be in the bag, also the gift bag for the Oscars gifting suite. So tell us what we can expect as far as the scents go that you're featuring.
You're going to receive receive one of Comadre's favorites, which is called Comadre Till the End. And if you see the label, it's a skeleton. So basically, it's telling you, no matter what, your best friend's going to be there with you. I mean, I'm talking about that do or die friend. And I think we all have one.
You got to have at least one. You got to find one.
Right.
Because you got to have just at least one, right? I mean, yes. But right. Good. Okay. Well, we're excited to have you here and balancing yourself out. We want people in the industry that's helping people in the healthcare industry to be balanced and happy. Mm-hmm. Thank you for what you do. And where can we find you on all the platforms? And where could people order if they want to scroll your inventory?
Well, I am on all social media platforms. I'm on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. I also have my own online store, which is ocomadrecandles.com.
We love it. It's a pleasure to have you on. Thank you for making time on Super Bowl Sunday.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
It's a pleasure. And we'll be seeing you soon. We'll talk to you soon. You guys, get on it. If you want, I love candles. Don't you guys? What kind of candles are you burning?
Oh my goodness. Right now I actually need some new candles. So now I have two gals I can call.
I mean, girl, ladies supporting ladies.
I've been into diffusers lately. So I go back and forth.
What is it? The oil?
Yeah.
And it gives you the steam? Oils,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are you the oil. Burning candles too?
Yeah. Vanilla. Anything vanilla. Yeah.
You know what? Birchwood. I don't know if you, birchwood smells good. Amazing.
Yeah. I have a little birchwood in my spray that I have on today. But, you know, I've been doing like those back in the day, Votivo. I could not, the red currant.
Oh, yeah, I think I
remember Votivo. I mean, those were expensive. But it was worth it. I would burn it when I was working at MTV.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, oh, Monique's doing her candles again. But, yeah, you guys, check these ladies out. They're working through holidays, and, you know, they're all home-based businesses. And what do you guys want to tell that entrepreneur, like startup cost that you found? Let's just be honest. I mean, you're never going to have, unless you have something set aside or you fall into something, you're never going to have everything you need in the beginning. Like I said, unless you have that. So what do you think the basic amount someone would need to start up? Like with Arbonne,
Arbonne, it's only $49 to become an independent consultant and have your own website and then build your business and your brand through them and whatever products you want to use, because we are authentically sharing what we love and what we use every single day. So we recommend you make an investment in yourself and
of course
get some of the nutrition and some of our flagship items, but $49 and that's
and
it.
You can start.
And you get all the training and the tools and a tribe of people who want to see you succeed. And
that's good. Yeah. Maybe you'll sign up with our team.
Yeah. Right? You're welcome. Yes.
Get into her network.
Because then we can do wig parties and have.
I'm excited.
I can learn all this.
You can walk out with the wig and you can walk out with some fizz. I have both. So. Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. How about you? What do you think that it was to start up?
Well, for my industry being in here, $2,000, honestly, because you need to test the different vendors. You want to make sure that it's quality hair because that hair needs to curl.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It needs to be able to, you could dye it, wet it, all of that.
And yeah, that's some good hair, right? The human hair right there.
Yes. And we actually have a lot of alopecia individuals who purchase the hair, and they love that they can, you know, wear it as if it's theirs. So
you can style it. Like
Curl it like it's your own.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's so cool.
It's not the horse hair tail that people say. There is some bad hair
when
out there.
When you can see gray hairs, you know it's...
Yeah. Explain that.
That's how you know. Okay, that's how you know.
Oh, yeah.
But, can you explain the process just lightly about how they get the hair and put it in and all that?
Well, for the wigs?
Yeah, or whatever, however you want to share.
The combs, and then from there, just a little got to be glued in the front. And then in the evening, you could put a little alcohol so you could gently remove it. And bam, you could be a whole new person and put another one on.
Julie, you're going to have a fight now. You're going to give him a heart attack in a good way. He won't die. He'll just love it.
No, we don't want that.
No, we don't want any.
He's already been through enough.
He's going to love it. All right. I'm excited. Yeah, ladies, are you having any specials for Valentine's if a girl wants to, like, style up her look, change it up?
That $10 thing, right?
Yeah. The wig, $10 for the wigs. But I'm also trying to do something new for the clip-ins.
Ooh, tell me about that.
A lot of girls, they love the clip-ins. Well, we have the straight and the body wave.
Okay.
So we have strawberry blonde. We have black, dark brown.
Yeah.
Check that out.
That's probably a good, like, gateway drug to the
wig.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, don't just
gateway
jump in. Yeah, the gateway wig. start with the clip-ins.
I do have I forgot. Dude, I have a special going on this month, too, because if you wanted to start your business with me and join my team, it's free with a qualifying purchase of whatever products you want. Yeah.
Do you have the fig stick bags in boxes in your bag?
I don't have boxes.
Oh, let's see what they look like. You guys...
These are magical.
These are magical. Can you guys see it? Let's see. The fizz. The magic's in the fizz.
So many fun
These are great because my hours are crazy. I have a client in Bali, so I'm all up at different hours. And I remember popping these in my water. I put a tea bag in my water usually now.
Yeah.
But I'll pop that in and I'm like, ooh, I could feel the energy. What's in that?
B vitamins, B6, B12, natural caffeine from green tea leaf and guarana. And then it also has COQ10 and it helps with brain health and focus. So they really, like, you're not going to feel as super high. You're not going to get jittery like from a soda or an energy drink like that. It's just going to help stabilize your energy levels and then mellow you out. Super, super chill. I love it.
That's good. Because so you don't have to crash
out. No crash.
And you can still go to sleep, which is good. Exactly. It's not too high.
I take like three a day.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
What are all the flavors?
Right now we have our new champagne rosé. And that's for our 40th birthday that we just had. And then we also have pomegranate and citrus. And then in April, they're going to be launching a brand new flavor. And I don't know what it is. So I'm really excited to find out.
Ooh. Maybe some watermelon or pineapple.
I know. I think it was between green apple and strawberry. So I'm not sure which one.
A green apple would be great. Yeah. A Jolly Rancher. Oh, you're making my mouth water.
I know. It's so good.
Oh, my gosh. All right, guys. Well, yeah. So we've got one more caller calling in from Washington State. He's a painter. He's an artist.
Cool.
I hope he got away from the game to call us. We'll see. But, you know, that's one guy on the show today. Right? We're trying to balance this
thing
out.
Maybe he can tell us what the score is.
I know. Who are you guys rooting for today? San Francisco win?
San Francisco.
Come on. Yeah, Cali sticks together. We stick together, baby. But good luck, Chiefs. Maybe I'm talking. I don't even know. Do you know the score? Yeah, no. All right. But hey, you have a team, by the way. Congratulations. Amari Nicole rolled up with a team. I'm like, I got to get a team. Her dad's here. He's missing the Super Bowl for you.
I know.
That name like Amore, that's love.
So. I
know, exactly.
And she's got her own videographer over here. You want to work for me, too? Great earrings, lady. All right, you guys. So go ahead and, check us all out. We've got Instagram. We've got Facebook. We've got Twitter. Please follow us. We've got a lot going on. And between anything in the gift bag at Oster Gifting Suite, you can have anything from fizz sticks to eyelashes and wigs to candles to wine. I mean, we've really got it covered with the wine and wellness this year. I got like over 15 brands in that bag. It's going to be whoever gets the bag, I'm going to do a little video of it. It's going to be so hot. Shout out to my graphic designer. He's working around the clock for the next 3 days to get it all done. And everybody on the team, thank you so much. Good. My producer just said the current score is tied 10 each, you guys.
Really? Wow.
Thanks, Ronan. I love Ronan.
I wonder what quarter it's in.
Yeah. I mean, it feels like it started at 3:30, so it's probably still in like the second quarter, maybe.
Everyone that plays their bets.
Did you guys bet?
No.
No.
I'm not a gambling woman. Yeah.
Really? You're going to be a Vegas girl. I'll give you some roulette.
Okay. I'll gamble for you. You give me money to gamble. I'll tell her.
All right. Yeah, that's fair enough. You know, she works hard. She wants to keep it. Yeah. All of it on 7?
Yeah. Roulette, that's my game.
There you go.
What else is going on? Because it's already February, right? So March. I've got something we just decided to do. You guys came out right around Christmas for my first startup event, and we're doing another one. So we're doing the startup again in Santa Monica, the same location at Rap Saloon. It's the oldest building in Santa Monica, and I love it because it's teamed up with HIUSA, and it's just a really cool like community spot right in the heart of Silicon Beach next to Salesforce. So if you're an entrepreneur or you want to meet some of the entrepreneurs that I work with in my network, and you want to get some information on how to start a business, or you want to come support or sample, come on out. We'll be putting that link up this week on Eventbrite, but just check it out. It'll be on March 21st on my brother's birthday, and we'll do the startup, another entrepreneur lab. So it'll be cool. Good. Yeah, we've got like we have the one sheets of like business plans because I'm finding entrepreneurs are doing the quick one sheets now. You know, do you guys, you're updating your business plans constantly, probably.
Mine is pretty much done for me. Like I said,
Arbonne
provides all that for me. I don't have to deal with shipping. I don't have to deal with manufacturing. It's all internet based online.
That's amazing.
So they drop ship everything to my consumers to their door.
You have a whole backup. system.
Yeah, so that's all done for
you
me.
Go, girl.
I love it.
But you have your business plan, right? Or
working on that? Oh, yeah. I'm always counting inventory, trying to see which orders need to go out, what's coming in, just to make sure that everything's on time, especially for Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. I don't need anybody receiving their wig on February 15th.
Right. At the Valentine Rewind. I mean, you can wear it at our Valentine Rewind in Santa Monica, but your date might be disappointed.
Yeah.
I'm so excited. Tell everybody. I don't have it with me because I'm going to wear it and post it this weekend, this coming weekend. But can you tell everybody the wig that you gifted me to wear for Fashion Week?
Oh, yes.
In New York?
So it's the 12-inch bob, and it has the blonde streak, and that's listed on themorinicole.com. Just a cute shoulder bob.
It's kind of a little longer than this one. Well, this one has this one's lopsided.
But... Yeah, no.
No, I like it.
Yeah. It's like the A-line lopsided. Cut.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So that one's just a cute little bob, very chic, you know, just black professional. And then it has that little hint of pop, little color in the front.
That little sex appeal there. Yeah. Today, you know, you gotta have that.
I love it. Well, you know what? I'm waiting to see if the guy's gonna call in. Speaker Barry, call in. We only have about 5 more minutes in the show left. But, you know, Speaker Barry, he is a Native American in Washington State, and he does these beautiful portraits. I have a Martin Luther King that I got from the fundraiser. We were doing a silent auction. And he does it with... I'm just going to have to post a picture. It's so amazing. Yeah. I'm not an art... Like, I don't know art. I'm still learning, but I know what something is different and beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if you want something unique, check him out. He's on all the platforms. Speaker Thunder Galleries, I believe it's what it's called, and his name is Barry. So... Yeah, so ladies, what are your intentions for 2020? We've got a couple minutes. Go ahead and tell me what your intentions are for your business this year.
This year, I'm actually shooting for a really big goal to promote to regional vice president level.
Ooh.
Because we have a lot of medical debt from all the cancer and everything that we went through. And so to get to that level, it will really help reduce some of the stress financially that my family and we've had to go through.
Yeah.
And I just want to help as many people as I possibly can. Join forces together, have fun, help others, and I'm really big into charity, and actually we do have a big charity thing coming up in March on the 21st. That's I won't be able to go to your event.
You'll be there in spirit, darling.
Because we're sending 100 foster kids to Disneyland for the day, all expenses paid.
That's so dope.
Arbonne has helped with that, and my team, as well as some other teams, have joined forces together to partner up with Promises to Kids based out of San Diego. So
that's
it's going to be amazing. We're all about giving back and helping the community and our planet.
I love that. What are your intentions? I know that we mentioned the goals, but what are you really intending for 2020?
Well, for 2020, I want to take it to the next level and reach out to those who have alopecia mm-hmm. and cancer, because they really found me. And hearing their stories, I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
So I want to create some type of giveaway for the future.
Yeah, that's fierce. That's I love awesome. That. Yeah. I feel like your forces will align. And,
because I have a lot of the community that I've been involved with through my husband's cancer. I've got a lot of people that I can definitely help you get in contact with.
Yeah. I love it. Hey, I want to give a shout out to my girl, Lady Ray J in Missouri on Toka Love Radio. She is simulcasting us, so thank you for the support down there in Missouri. And everybody else that's listening, all of our supporters, and again, our sponsors, Michael Solberg Family Wines, Regan Med Spa in Costa Mesa. If you're looking to get that special skin treatment or try something new or get some information about sexual health and reproduction, they've got all the latest, you know, they've got all kinds of juices and berries for the ladies down there. So that's always fun. So you guys, listen, put your intentions out there. If you're toying with an idea, if you want to team up, if you want to be one of our brand mixers, go ahead and email me. It's at capaquariusmedia@gmail.com. C-A-P for Capricorn, Aquarius, media@gmail.com. And Speaker Barry, he's calling in, but we're gonna have to get him next time, because unless we'll see. So send me if you want to partner up, and we would love to do that and have your brand be featured. I mean, there's no better time than to do a mixer and test out your brand, you know?
Yeah, you got to get it out there.
You got to get it out there. I think what you want to do too, and Lainey Strauss was my first guest, and she's a producer, fellow producer friend of mine, and I love her to death. You want to test your brand at something that doesn't cost you so much to make the mistakes in the beginning. So being at a mixer, throw a few $100 at it, test the market, come back with the pictures and the data, and I think that it would be really, really great.
It's all about networking. That's what I learned. It's all about creating new networks and just seeing who else you can help Yeah. And that's what it's about, I think, especially as women and in our own businesses. It's like, we need to get together. Like, let's do this together, you know?
We need to get together. It's true. Maybe Ronan can get him on the line for me, Ronan. Let me just give you the number here so you can call him. But ladies, give us your handles one more time.
You can find me on Instagram, and it's at smileandinspire_daily, DAILY. That's really where you're going to find everything. You can email me, you can call me, you can go to my website through there.
Oh, I love that. What about you?
You can shop at AmoriNicole.com, AmoriNicole.com. Or you can follow us on Instagram at AmoriNicoleXO. And same, you could just find everything there. And we're constantly posting. So all the videos, tutorials, if you're curious how the hair is going to behave, then everything is listed on our social media.
Yeah, Instagram's where it's at right now.
Yeah.
and I have a new nutrition challenge starting on Monday, too, tomorrow. So if anybody wants to get in on the holistic health and feeling good from the inside out.
Speak Thunder Galleries.
Oh, hello, Speaker. You're on live with Monique.
Hey, I was just trying to call you there.
Well, you're on.
I didn't get it.
Well, you're on. You're awesome. On the radio. How are you?
Hi,
I'm
Barry.
I'm doing really well. I'm on the road. Where I'm going to go visit my son for his birthday.
Beautiful.
In Portland, Oregon.
Well, listen, we want to talk about your brand real quick because we've only got a couple minutes left. Tell us about your art and what influences you with your art.
Okay, so my name is Speak Thunder Barry. People just call me Thunder for short. My gallery is called Speak Thunder Galleries. My goal is to open multiple galleries and to have a cause behind every single piece of art, or even entire galleries, or even do like a drive for like an entire month for any cause that can be a compelling community need, that can be an Indian country, namely, or even if we just want to raise some funds to help shelter the homeless. I'm working on the website. The website is up right now because everything that you buy now at the website is dedicated to the kids who want to learn, be reintroduced to their culture and their art.
Well, we love that.
So I started when I was in elementary, and I pushed, and I've learned it from second grade to now. It's been about 23 years. So, but they don't have the same classes that I had when I was growing up.
Well,
and things
Barry,
are a little bit more public now. And
well, Barry, we're going to have to finish your story, and we want to get into that. So maybe you can just put your story out on the Instagram today and post a photo, and I'll tell you where to do that so they can hear, because your story is really great.
Yeah.
But we're out of time. Where can we find you on social media if we want to follow you and look at some of your beautiful paintings?
Speak Thunder Art. If you just look up Speak Thunder Art on Facebook, or if you just go to speakthunderart.com, then anything that you purchase there will be dedicated to buying supplies and doing classes for some of the kids that don't know their culture.
Beautiful. Well, thank you so much for calling in, and we're going to post your info so everyone can see you. You guys, thank you so much for tuning in, and what will you start up today? We'll see you next week from New York.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique LeRae, only on LA Talk Radio.